The Overseas Trail, Part 5 of 6 in the Chronicles of Change series. The comorbidity my TBI served stirred confusion within. From Germany to Canada to Colorado, no vacation, no hope. On the morning of a fierce Bavarian snowstorm early in January 2016, I was admitted to Schmieder Neurological Hospital and Rehabilitation Center. The goal of the intensive structured rehabilitation care was aimed to improve my ability to focus and concentrate, develop short-term memory skills, and move towards independently completing activities of daily living with my disabilities. Physical focus was intended to improve strength, endurance, balance, and mobility, which all had been hampered by my traumatic brain injury. The ink had not dried when these goals were paused. Admin's procedures instantaneously revealed red flags that the hospital was not prepared to manage. Therapies were held before they even started. The concern for my body mass index took priority, and a seemingly frantic search for relocation to a more appropriate healthcare facility began. Schmieder instantly labeled me anorexic. I felt misunderstood, stuck with another label I did not fit. I was a non-German speaking expat anorexic with severe vision loss, struggling through the wake of a traumatic brain injury. I fit nowhere, and no one was jumping to have me on their team. German eating disorder centers would not take me because I could not speak their language, and my BMI and electrolyte levels were beyond their realm of care. The neuro rehab hospital would not provide for me, as I was too malnourished to reap the benefits of the neuro rehabilitation program. Language barriers aside, no one seemed to understand. I grew increasingly frustrated while losing hope for my future. Germany has world-renowned medical experts at a cost much more feasible than my home country. As such, my insurance provider was unwilling to send me overseas for treatment in an English-speaking environment. The Schmieder team would not proceed other than to essentially hold me. Without therapies to fill my day, before the light of dawn, I would sneak out to the forest that encapsulates the hospital for hours at a time. Running, movement meditation gave me a small sense of freedom, though I was never completely at ease knowing that frolicking in the forest was not part of the doctor's orders. I would wander and wonder. Wonder where and how this trail could possibly end. I could see no light on the trail ahead. As time passed, my health deteriorated, and my insurance provider was notified that my survival was questionable if relocation was not imminent. Attempting to translate the word dwindle as I described my loss of hope to my medical team, I felt shame and guilt when, fearing the worst while facing reality, they contacted my brother in Canada. Perhaps his experience as a fire department acting platoon chief played out as Ryan calmly yet efficiently took charge. Though eligibility obstacles due to foreign insurance, non-residency status, and my grave health, Ryan was able to work with admissions team at Homewood Health Eating Disorder Center in Guelph, Ontario, Canada, to secure me a bed. Despite a demanding schedule, a busy, growing family of his own, when Ryan got the desperate call, he boarded the next flight to Germany so that he could accompany me on the flight overseas. Ryan saved my life. Despite the change of location and company, I continued to sink. My eating disorder had become my latest label, my life magnified. I was defined by my TBI and my ED, my only identity. It was scales, kilos, pounds, BMIs, EKGs, cognitive decline, and resentment. Being perpetually cold, muscle long gone, and mountainous stairs. It was belts too big, underwear falling off, stares and lingering comments that pierced me. A destroyed mobile, emails received out of care and concern, left unanswered. It was waking up tired and going to bed restless, being desperate, but not sure what for. It was an inability to conceive a future beyond the hour, with 30% sight, lack of vision, literally and figuratively. My future was a dark abyss. The only answer I could fathom was to put an end to them all. No one would have to worry anymore.